And joining us now, as he regularly does, the top dog, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, lots to talk about with regard to the team that you know so well because you know the GM so well, your former teammate Ozzie Newsome. We're talking about the Ravens, and we're talking about Joe Flacco, his name constantly coming up as a possibility for the Browns because he might hit the free agent market if the Ravens don't give him a new contract, and he's seeking, of course, to be, what a shock, to be the highest paid player in the NFL. Do you really see this as a possibility?
I really don't. I for a number of reasons. Number one, Vic. First of all, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm too? Doing all great. Right. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay. You and I just dive right in, didn't we?
We just get to business here.
You know, we always exchange. yes. But I don't, Vic. I don't see it because, first of all, you're talking about Joe Flacco, who's had everything. I mean, everything just clicked for him. This year, this season, a guy who's gambled, and that gamble is going to pay off really big for him.
Right.
First of all, I think it's, you know, not that we don't have the money. Obviously, we have the money, but I don't think we're going to make a splash like that, give anyone that amount of money in free agency. And number two, I just don't think the Ravens, speaking of Ozzie, I don't think they're going to let Flacco get away. I mean, obviously, he is their quarterback, and they want him. But also what I think, and this is just speculation on my part.
Right.
I think the mind frame that they're going into this whole thing is obviously they have the tag that they can put on him. You don't want to do that because obviously that's a lot of money.
Sure.
But with Flacco, Flacco and his agent, is it Lento or what?
Joe Lenta.
Joe Lenta. Yeah. You know, Joe Lenta. His agent, what they have to understand is that, and I think they know this, is that, sure, Flacco deserves a payday, but, you know, you can't price yourself right out of the league or away from this football team, meaning that there's other guys on that football team that have to be taken care of, because if you give Flacco pretty much all the money, you can't take care of that supporting cast that really helped him. Because when you look at it, Vic, number one, there is a lot of people that helped Flacco. And sure, Flacco has got a great arm. He's a good quarterback, and obviously he's a great quarterback. Now he's won the big one, meaning the Super Bowl MVP,
right,
of the Super Bowl. But again, there's a great supporting class. Number one, the guys that have to be taken care of, you look at Anquan Boldin.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you have to take care of him. What do? Do you give Flacco all the money and then take away some of that supporting cast? And I don't think so. I think what they want to do is they want to have the mindset. They want to take care of Anquan Boldin because he was a big reason they won these games. And he was one of Flacco's go-to guys. I want to take care of him. Obviously, they want to take care of Flacco. They understand and know that he deserved a bigger contract, a pretty good-sized contract.
Yeah.
And I think in the beginning, I think they offered him, Vic,
$16 million.
Yeah. A lot of money, yeah. And I think he would have been in the top five quarterbacks, highest paid, mm-hmm, in the league. And there's no question about it. He's going to be somewhere up there. But I think Flacco, along with his agent, have to be smart with this whole thing because there's only so much money to go around.
Yeah, there is. And I guess that's the balancing act that and Ozzie Newsome, that Stephen Bisciotti, the owner, have to look at in putting this together, which is why there's that rampant speculation that – maybe it doesn't get done because so much would have to be sacrificed to keep him there. But when I look at that, if you're a team that has to give up something, the last guy you're giving up is the quarterback. You may give up those other parts and suffer through it, but you can't give up the QB. And especially when you know he could get gobbled up right in your own division.
Well, no question. And, you know, and Flacco knows and understands now that he's been a leader, but he's been pretty much a quiet leader on this, yeah, football team. And he will know that Ray Lewis is gone, pretty much. Ray Lewis is retiring. And Flacco, I think I read somewhere that he's going to step up and be more of a leader, more of a vocal leader on this football team. But I can't see him going anywhere. I think Ozzie and Bisciotti, I think those two guys are going to work on a deal, and I think they're going to eventually get a deal done with him.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he regularly does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Hanford, another guy who was involved in the quarterback conversation as a potential guy who could have ended up with the Browns, but no longer, because the Philadelphia Eagles have taken Michael Vick off the market essentially by restructuring his deal, giving him a contract that will keep him as their quarterback. Sounds like Chip Kelly wants him to be their guy, and I know you got some thoughts on that.
Well, Vick, and I think Michael Vick's really gets it. I think he gets it. I think this guy really, really gets it. Where else is Vick going to go and make the kind of money that he's making with the Philadelphia Eagles? I think Vick, somebody grab Vick and say, hey, man, I mean, you're going to take the chance of getting released by this football team? Here, Vick is in the perfect situation right here. What I mean by that is you got a guy like Kelly that's coming in, is bringing in an offense that I think just fit Michael Vick's whole personality, fit his style of play, and he's going to get a chance to, again, start for this football team. And not only start for this football team, but play and play well. I think the big thing with Vick is Vick understands if he get in there and if he plays well, then the Philadelphia Eagles will reward him again with another contract.
Right.
And I think that's what he understands. He understands that you got to continue to do it each year in order. You got to play at a certain level in order to stay among the top echelons of quarterbacks.
Sure.
And Vick, no, he didn't play well. He was hurt the majority of the time. But I think he sacrificed himself for the good of that football team. And I thought it was a great, great move on his part and his agent's part, because not only did it help Vick, but it helped the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and it leaves us still wondering, I guess, what this QB market outside of the draft is going to look like, if indeed this is where the Browns want to turn to do something other than have Brandon Whedon as their quarterback. You could still bring up Alex Smith as a possibility from San Francisco if they choose to deal him, because they've got Colin Kaepernick as a starter. You could still bring up Seattle if they still want to deal, if they're interested in doing anything with Matt Flynn, because Russell Wilson is their starter. But when I really look at it and really look hard at what North Turner is about, this big play, deep passing game that he wants to put together, I'm still having a hard time finding that guy definitively that has the big arm, which is number one, stands tall in that pocket. I mean, all those signs keep coming back to Brandon Whedon and to North Turner just making him a better quarterback.
Well, Vic, you know, and you have heard me talk, and you and I have talked about this whole thing, and, you know, I'm with you. I think, and I honestly believe this, I think that we have our guy, and that guy being Brandon Whedon. I mean, again, you're talking about a guy, he was a rookie last year, a guy that's going to see everything so much, so different this year, a guy that knows and understands the game right now. And with the coaching, with the help of Turner, and also Chud, our head coach,
right?
I mean, they're going to help this guy big time. And I just honestly think that we need to maybe get him some more weapons. Obviously, Trent is going to be healthy this year. He's going to come back, and he's going to take care of that running attack. And if we can get some more weapons around him as far as with the wide receivers, you know, I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to do fine. I think he's going to play a lot better, because, again, you hit it right on the head. Big, strong quarterback, guy with the big arm, a guy that I think can get it done. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do his second year in the league. Now, I don't have a problem with competition. Again, you've heard me say it time and time again, I think competition brings out the best in all of us.
Right.
Sure, if you want to bring in someone else to push him a little bit, that's fine. But I still think at the end of the day, Brandon Whedon is the guy who's going to be our quarterback.
Yeah, and I think it's fair for the coaching staff to take a good long look at him to see exactly what they have. And I think time is on the side of the Browns in this case. I don't know that you have to rush into anything. I know, you know, we'll look at the date of March 12th. That's the beginning of free agency as something to look at. But once again, that really comes down to one guy, one name, and Joe Flacco. And I'm not convinced that he won't be wearing a franchise tag from the Ravens at that time, just to buy them time to get something done, you know, and whatever that amount is, $20-odd million. So I am just not expecting that to happen. And other scenarios that have been brought up, the Washington Redskins with Kirk Cousins as only a second year backup to Robert Griffin III, but you got Robert Griffin III recovering from that knee injury. So I think they have every motivation to keep Cousins on that team and not offer him up for trade, even though there were those who speculated that was the main reason they got him, was that they had a surplus and could deal him and get something for him. So as we look at this, you know, it's easy to say replace somebody, but it's much harder to say who are you replacing him with.
Yeah, and I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins anyway. And first of all, you look at him. I mean, you're right. There's no way Washington's going to let him go because there's certainly some uncertainty right there with Griffin and how he's going to come back from that injury. But also,
he beat the Browns.
Yeah, well, he beat us, but I mean, that's, you know, he had one game. But still, I'm not saying he can't play. I mean, I just still not sold on him. If you take between Cousins, then I would take Brandon Wheaton any day. That would be our guy. But getting back to Flacco, I wanted to throw this at you because one of the interviews I think that Bisciotti had, Bisciotti ended the interview and he said, I don't know whether he was throwing a hint at Flacco and his agent or whatever. He said, but still remember, we still have the tag that we could put on him.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that is the thing. It is why that was available. The players don't love it because it kind of, you know, handcuffs their ability to make those deals. But that's what they negotiated. they gave that up in negotiation. All right, Hanford, great stuff. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you always, and we'll do it again next week.
You got it, my friend. You take care.
He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us as he usually does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. I will answer your questions and comment on your comments in our Ask Vic segment. That's coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.